Then the waves splashed in over the rails, swamping the catch completely as the stop dog sank.
Away, crew! Abandon ship, me hearties!
At the sound of Kruver's call, they both leaped into the sea. Skerim let out an almighty spluttering yell, floundering wildly. He grabbed at Sagax. The young badger was about to shout for Kruver to come and help them, when his foot paws touched bottom. The sea otter floated on his back, still holding the rope and laughing at them. Sucking up a mouthful of seawater, he squirted it at his bewildered friends.
We made it, mateys, we made it!
Sagax and Skerim were standing with the water at chest height in the shallow seas offshore. Forgetting his former panic, Skerim waded toward Kruver, berating him.
You great barnacle-rudded slip-skin splay-pawed bounder! Allowing a chap to think he was drowning! Not very funny, I'd say, what? No, sir, not the least bit droll!
Sagax splashed water in the hare's face and chuckled.
He saved us, didn't he? What more do you want? Ahoy, mate! Why did you wait so long before you told us to abandon ship? You had me a bit worried there.
Kruver explained the reason for his strange behaviour.
See those rocks sticking up out of the sea yonder? Well, I tell you, I was worried too until I spotted them. Then I knew. This is a great big reef. Look behind you. See where the water goes from light to dark blue? That's the edge. I figured if we could sail her out of the deep and onto this ledge, we could not only wade ashore, but I could save old Stop Dog by running her onto the reef. If the tide takes a good long ebb around here, there's a chance we can tow her ashore and beach her for repairs. Come on, mateys, 'tis only a brisk wade to dry land.
Making the heads rope fast to a small rock poking out of the water, Kruver ensured that the boat would not be swept away. Side by side, they waded wearily forward. The beach looked to be sandy, though strewn with outcrops of rock. The water was now about waist height. Skerim's mood had changed, and he was feeling happy.
One thing about being a jolly old shipwrecked sea beast, it works up a good appetite, what? Right, chaps, when we get ashore, I'm in charge of the foraging party. Though I warn you, I'm a pretty stern commanding type, so you'd best find loads of scoff, or you'll have me to deal with.
Sagax glanced back over his shoulder. The stop dog's masts could be seen, sticking up at a tilt out of the waves. Suddenly, a sinister triangular fin appeared, passing the sunken craft, heading their way.
Shark! Quick, charge for the shore, shark!